Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Did you forget what that felt like, Dub Nation? It's been a couple years, right? A playoff victory in Houston, the number 2-seeded Houston Rockets, who, Joe, at one point in the game with 5 minutes to go left in the third quarter, they hadn't even scored 50 yet. That was a smothering, and I mean smothering, defensive performance from the Golden State Warriors. Maybe one of the best defensive performances, albeit against an offensively challenged Rockets team. But that being said, Jimmy, Draymond, Moody, I saw Stephen Curry playing some good defense for most of that game. But ultimately, I don't think that was a better performance given the situation, given the circumstances. Heading into that game and coming out of it, I'm feeling like top of the world if I'm a Warriors fan right now. Could anything have gone better this weekend for Dub Nation? Seriously.
We hit the lottery.
Well, that'd be great.
Jimmy.
Okay.
Jimmy.
There you
Jimmy,
go.
Jimmy. 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 Jimmy.
Play the Jimmy Mac. I want to hear all of it. Like, honest to God, Jimmy Butler. I mean, the guy, playoff mode activated. I'm a believer. I have now subscribed.
The monkeys?
I have now subscribed to whatever the hell Jimmy Butler's doing. I absolutely loved everything about what happened yesterday. And here's the best part. You got contributions from your young guys down the stretch, which to me are huge momentum builders for young players, pivotal moments in their career, for Pods to have moments down the stretch, pivotal for Moody to hit multiple big shots after really not having it all game. I thought that was pivotal, and I'm so glad Steve Kerr went back to him. Obviously, it wasn't the greatest Draymond Green performance, but in terms of the psychological edge, for one game, felt like he got the one up on Dylan Brooks. And as good as Şengün played, you could see Draymond and him, they're going to go at it. Steph Curry, just when you thought you've seen all the best Steph Curry shots that you've ever seen. I mean, most of us have been blessed to watch every dribble of his career. And you think, like, I've seen every kind of Steph shot that you could see. And then he hits that one near the sideline. It was one of the most, I mean, I feel like I said that. It's incredible. Every single time this guy does something, it's jaw-dropping. And then you're going up against a team, the Rockets, and Jimmy was so good in this one. But you're going up against a team in the Rockets.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
They've got bootleg Monte Ellis in Jalen Green. All he's trying to do is crash into 5 or 6 guys. Fred VanVleet is just going to keep doing bombs away from the outside.
Oh, wait. I saw just a ball go over here towards Marco or Kearney, wherever it is. Yeah, he just missed another one. It was one of the worst offensive performances I've ever seen in my life.
Awful. It was awful. But here's the thing. the Warriors have a lot of things they can clean up. That's the part where I'm even more encouraged. You won a game that you had control of, and I'm actually glad it became a game down the stretch, because to me that opens your eyeballs to, hey, we got to tinker with some of these lineups. We've got to rebound better. You know, they did a great job in zone defense. I saw a 1-3-1 at one time. I saw a 2-3, a 3-2. They were doing matchup zones. They did a great job overall defending the guards, defending the length, and packing the paint against a Houston team that clearly wants to get into the lane. And if you're going to force them into being a jump shooting team, that plays right into the Warriors' hands.
I mean, the points in the paint, 54-34 in favor of the Rockets. Second chance points, 22 to the Warriors, 12. But the fast break points, just running it up, running it up, running it up. And against a team that all we're talking about leading up to it is size and athleticism. Well, I don't give a damn about size and athleticism if you can't shoot the ball. Like seriously, the sport is called basketball. You put the ball into the hoop. Who's that? Who's my guy? Torian Prince, right?
Yes.
He's like, you know, when you get a rebound, you get the ball, and then when you score, you put it in the hoop.
You put it right back up.
You put it right back up. They can't do that. No. They can't score the ball. So, hey, God love them in the regular season. And Reggie Miller was talking about this on the TNT broadcast, him and Kevin Harlan. I thought Kevin Harlan had some outrageous calls yesterday. He was great. But he was like, yeah, this is why I was kind of skeptical on this team. Like, outside of Alperen Şengün, who can score, no one really else can. Well, and they can't, like, isolate and score. And then they couldn't get in the paint. Again, I go back to the interior defense of the Warriors yesterday.
It was really good.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, the Twin Towers, if you will, the Steven Adams and Alperen Şengün, they were trying to go two big lineup. And I know they clawed their way back into the game with that and trying to go at them with size. But even when they were doing that, it was mostly just sloppy turnovers from the Warriors. And I know you have something to say about that Steve Kerr lineup with the last 5 minutes in the third corner.
That were just...
Yeah, I know. That being said, after they built that 20-point lead, it was 23 points, I think it was the highest lead the Warriors had. I was like, oh, man. Like, they can only beat themselves at this point.
Wow.
Like, I saw the blueprint in that game for why. No. That's a big thing because, as we know, the Warriors like to beat themselves.
No doubt. That's usually what it comes down to.
And
they weren't the team with 16, 17 turnovers. That was the Rockets.
But that being said, the Warriors did have 11 of them, and I felt a lot of those were just sloppy, careless giveaways that they could have just had points easily off those possessions.
Draymond almost threw multiple balls away. There was one where Steph turned his head. That's on both of them. That's not on Dylan Brooks, Draymond is right there. Yeah, that's on both of them. But there were multiple times like they struggled to just get an inbound play.
The Rockets can't score is what I'm saying, people. They just can't. Credit the Warriors defense, I think, too, in parts of that. But also just that's who the Rockets are all season long. So I don't expect that to change. Maybe they'll have a game here or there, but they can't do that for four games. They can't score for four games and win this series.
Well, they just can't. But this goes back to, remember when the Warriors played the Rockets, you know, down the stretch, I said to you guys, I go, why would you showcase that if you're going to play the Warriors? Why would you showcase Amen Thompson face guarding him for the whole game? You know the Warriors are going to adjust. To start the game, it got such a great, just the chess match back and forth. Mm. They went, this is what the Warriors did on defense. Moody was on Jalen Green. Steph was on Dylan Brooks. Pods was on Fred VanVleet. Jimmy on Amen Thompson. Dre on Şengün. Now, Şengün was able to basically get whatever he wants, and he's a fantastic player. We could argue about how impactful he is for winning and all that, but we all would agree, great touch around the rim.
He's an all-star.
He's a stud. Yeah. And him and Dre, clearly, they got beef.
Without him, they might have just scored like 60 points.
That's 100% agree.
He had 26 yesterday, so yes, not even. They would have scored 59.
But on defense, the Rockets put Dylan Brooks on Jimmy. Now, there were some switches, but they had Dylan on Jimmy, Amen on Steph, Jalen on Pods. Şengün was playing way off of Moody so that he could basically be the Andrew Bogut to Moody's, you know, Tony Allen. They're going to dare him to beat them. And then Fred VanVleet was guarding Draymond like Draymond was a point guard. And I was thinking the same thing as everyone else. Guys, we got to adjust here early on in this game. And then you call a timeout. It's 7-13. GP2 checks in. And it just felt like the whole flow of the game, they adjusted to what they had kind of felt out from the Rockets early on. And they went on a run. And I think it credit to two things. Number one, Steph, Look, the box score says 31 points. He was better than the 31 points, I thought. He had some incredible teardrop layups that he was taking, and he didn't settle for poor threes. I thought he did a great job getting into the lane, splitting these doubles as they were trying to run him off. And Jimmy Butler, slowing things down, getting whatever he wants. He has an in-and-out right-handed move where he kind of goes like this, like crossover in-out move where he can get to his shot. And then he has the back down. And if the back down's not working where he thinks he can shoot right up and over you on the midi, he'll just face you up. He'll just face you up and try to go to the lane.
You know what I love about his game?
So good.
You know what I love about his game?
So good.
It matters in the playoffs.
Oh, 100%.
We like to poo-poo the mid-range jump shot. Oh, this guy can't shoot a three ball. He can't shoot a three ball. Well, when you have the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the sport on your team, I don't really care about him shooting three ball.
Yes.
He's the best mid-range shooter in today's NBA. I think we sleep on that.
Jimmy?
He's the best. Yes. I'd say he in the NBA right now, Kevin Durant maybe.
KD,
right? Because he can get a spot anywhere.
Shea,
okay, sure.
Jimmy's right up there.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Like, he's in the conversation of best. I think Reggie said, Reggie Miller, again, one of the greatest shooters ever, he was saying he, for his money, still the best mid-range shooter in the game. Maybe DeMar DeRozan up there I'd throw in as well. But that plays in the playoffs. When I saw the team on the opposite end, a lot of 19, 20, 21-year-olds try to jump shoot the ball, and then just clank.
Well, Amen Thompson,
miss.
Why would you come out onto the 3-point line? You just packed the paint, right?
It was that was not
how
a good
many
performance
times
for him.
Look, I love Monte Ellis. He's one of my favorite, like, pre this era of Warrior basketball, one of my favorite players, because it's all we had. Like, we cling to him. So I hold him in high regard. That being said, when I watch Jalen Green, I go, is this what others saw in Monte that we didn't see? Like, just speedy, flying into 4 or 5 different guys at the lane. And couldn't hit him. No, I thought Monte's midi was much better.
Right.
But, like, Jalen can't hit water. I read that he's been held to 5 points over his last 5 games. That's his average. And he's played the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Warriors. Like, look at their last 5 games that he's actually played in. He's averaging, like, over 5 points a game. That's not good.
Well, he had 7 yesterday. A whole grand total of 7 in 31 minutes.
If you told me he scored 0, I would have believed you.
3 of 15 overall. Check this out. Jalen Green, 3 of 15 overall from the floor. Fred VanVleet, 4 of 19.
I thought he settled for bad shots, too. Like, I know they're going to say shots are going to go in, and I agree. They will hit more outside shots. But, Joe, wouldn't you agree that the Warriors, they made them take a lot of bad, poor shot clock, late in the clock shots?
Yes, and there was a point in the broadcast yesterday where Reggie Miller just said, Fred VanVleet is trying out there. That is not what you want to hear. Game one of a playoff game. He's trying out there. Yeah, the champion from 2019. And I jokingly tweeted it. By the way, @Spadoni_Joe. Follow me. But he's like, it looks like he used all of his offensive game in his career against the Warriors in that 2019 finals. Because he couldn't miss a shot then, back in six years ago.
I've got beef with him still for that.
I know.
And I will for the rest of my life.
Of course. But I take a little bit solace as a fan knowing that he used it all up then because he can't shoot a lick against them. I think he's shooting now less than 20%. Against the Warriors his last few years. He's been awful.
They will adjust. They will hit more shots. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. And obviously the Warriors are very lucky in this. They controlled that game. They've got enough things to work on. Like, look, offensive rebounds are a problem. We can all see it. Like, Steven Adams was excellent in creating second, third, and fourth chance opportunities. That will bite you. You have to clean that up, right? You have to believe they're going to shoot better, just even if you're contesting shots. Guys, these are NBA players. They drive big cars and live in big houses, too. They're going to hit buckets at some point.
Yeah, cribs.
And you got to look at it from the offensive perspective. The Warriors are going to need Potts to continue to score. They're going to need Moody to continue to score. They're going to have to get something out of Quentin Post or Kevon Looney, one of these bigs. Maybe you break the glass and you play TJD for a couple of minutes and just see something. I thought Gee gave them some positivity at points. Buddy Hield, if he's going to play, he's going to have to score. So it can't just be Jimmy and Steph. Yes, it's a great recipe for one game. I thought as great as everything went, there are still fixable things that they're going to have to tinker with to continue to maintain pace.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We would love your participation right there. Again, streaming all day long reaction, whether it's Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs. We got it all. Your home for Golden State Warriors basketball right here on 95.7 The Game. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And we want to hear from the people today, Joe. I mean, they won game one. It's their first game one win, snapping a three-game losing streak of game ones in the playoffs.
Really?
Three straight times. Because
so that would be Kings, Lakers,
and the Celtics.
And the Celtics.
There you go.
Wow.
So there you
that
go.
Going that, wow.
So there you go. It's,
wow.
It's been a minute since they've won a game one.
You know what I was thinking in that first quarter when, they're down early and, you watch that other game. Like, anybody who has eyeballs was like, oh, my God. OKC is running Memphis out of the gym within the first 2 seconds.
I think we all saw that coming. Whoever OKC had in that first game, it could have been the Warriors.
And that, yes. But that was my point. Yeah. Is I think the rest was so imperative for this team, this particular Warrior team, to get it. They had to have that. They had to have that rest. And now I'm sitting here and they've got Monday to rest, Tuesday to rest, Wednesday's the game. Then they get Thursday to rest, Friday to rest, Saturday's game three. This could not have worked out any better for the Warriors.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Guest promotion, it's the people today at 888-957-9570. We're reacting again to a Warriors 95-85 victory over the Houston Rockets.
Just so huge.
1-0, one of only two road teams this weekend to win in the first round. Minnesota Timberwolves were howling on Saturday
night. Chris Finch and them
howling as they blow out LaLuca and LeBron James.
Yay.
Yikes.
Well,
they got trouble over there, and that would be the team again. It's early. We're not saying the Warriors are – this is a cakewalk. We're not saying. But if you want to look ahead, that would be, if you're just judging by the first games, Warriors, T-Wolves. I don't know.
Well, you had all weekend to digest these other matchups, right? Mm-hmm. And you kind of had a chance to see
how Nuggets and Clippers was incredible on Saturday, by the way. Overtime again? Man.
I'm glad we're not in that.
Right.
Like, honestly, now because you kind of were here.
Yeah.
Hey, the Rockets is the matchup. And I'm watching and I'm thinking, all right, we would have had a couple of extra days of rest. But the reality is that now that we're here, that we've actually, and they got that 4 days, you were right. This was the matchup.
You might have been right. The Lakers might be cooked. Like, you might have wanted them first.
Yeah, but you could have been a 4-5.
It's true.
Right? Like, you could have been in that nugget. Like, again, of all the alterations, the alternate universes, they got the 4 days of rest. They clearly needed it. Steph looked, his legs looked great. Dre didn't play a great game, but you could tell his legs looked better. I didn't think it was a good game by any stretch for Dre. He had moments. He had a couple of really nice strips.
I thought
Jimmy was so good off ball defensively. He was hounding them.
Draymond had a clutch put back late. Credit to Pods.
100%.
Credit for Pods for saving that ball.
Yes. Pods also hit some big threes early in the game to kind of stabilize the half court.
Moses Moody with a huge answer in the three-point.
Two big shots.
Too big.
He had the shot clock running down mid-range.
Mid-range.
And then he had the other one in the corner was at the left-hand side corner three.
Yep.
That was a huge three because they had to hit a three. Was it Jabari Smith?
Correct.
The guy who I think is actually the most deadly moving forward is Jabari Smith.
Well, he can get a shot off. He only had three field goal attempts.
He's
Jabari Smith Jr.?
To me, he is the guy that I think is the matchup that we need to slow him down.
He's 6'10". He can shoot over anyone
on
the Warriors.
He's a three-level scorer.
He is. 11 points for him. Again, 3 for 3. Tari Eason, 3 of 10 off the bench for Houston. But Gary Payton coming off the bench, 3 of 6, 7 points for him. Buddy Buckets, I'm going to need more from that. 2 points there. I thought Buddy was trying defensively. He had some moments. Can we get a loose ball rebound, Buddy? There's a couple Buddy Butterfingers moments yesterday.